RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live to Tee to Green. We're here on the air on WGR Sports Radio 550, your weekly spot for the best golf talk in Western New York. And we're excited as our tour continues to be at the new Golf Dojo in Amherst on Transit Road. And we'll be speaking with one of the owners coming up here in just one moment. But excited to be back here after missing a few shows. Brian Colzio with you. PGA Pro Jeff Mitis along the way as well. Kevin Sylvester is working hard this week for PGA Tour Radio at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. He'll be joining us live from Detroit at 7:45. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for holding down the ship the last few weeks.
Good morning. Well, you were scouting sites for next year's shows, right? Yes, on that. That's why you were gone for a couple weeks.
Yep, when I had a trip to the Mediterranean, was hot as hell, but it was amazing.
It sounds good. Yeah, but we had a good week. It was fun. It was weird to, you know, to do all the work you do. I actually was mimicking all your habits as we ran the show here, writing everything down, paying attention, and actually working during the radio
Thank you,
show.
Jeff. Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah, but I'm happy to be here. Yeah, it's a nice space. It's where I call home and hang my hat, and it's a fun place to work, so it's fun to do the show from here today.
Yeah, so we'll have some info here coming up on Golf Dojo in a moment. Here's what's coming up on the show. Tom Coppola, one of the owners of Golf Dojo, will be joining us in just one moment to talk a little bit about the brand-new facility. Taylor Gessel, our good friend from Callaway Golf, of course, a proud partner here, or one of our proud sponsors on Tee to Green. He'll be joining us at 7:30. He's got some new information on some new wedges that Callaway has for you. And we're going to talk about wedge game, too, in our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. I mentioned 7:45, Kevin Sylvester. He's at the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit. He's working there for PGA Tour Radio. So, of course, Kevin will be joining us there. He's been working hard this year on the PGA Tour.
He has, yeah. A lot of work. That's good for Kev. That's because he's doing a good job. They just keep bringing them back.
Yes. Yeah, if you've got Sirius XM or either of those two, you can listen to Kevin and the guys on the broadcast this weekend.
Don't judge him by our radio show. Listen to him on that show, and he's actually good at his job. Yes. Yeah.
You can even get it on PGAtour.com, too, if you don't have or the PGA Tour app. You can listen that way if you don't maybe have satellite radio as well. So that's an opportunity to listen there. But, so we've got a jam-packed show coming up. Of course, more news this week with LIV Golf that's making some headlines. We'll talk about that. Our Duster Challenge is 2 weeks away, our Duster Putting Challenge. So
starting to fill up.
Yes, it is. We've had a lot of people sign up this week, so we'll have some more information on that. If you haven't signed up yet, information upcoming. And the end of the month means another set of prizes to give away in our Fantasy Golf League, our TD Green Fantasy Golf League. So we'll update you on who's doing there. I'm having a bad July with my picks.
Yeah, I started off early, and now all my good players are gone. So, and half of them went to live, so I got no one to pick anymore.
Yeah, there's not
the ones I was saving. Yes,
but anyway, okay. So we're here at Golf Dojo, and we're excited to be here. And Tom Coppola, one of the owners, kind enough to join us this morning. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us. What a cool spot. I'm sure you're excited with what you've got here so far here early on.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, we're kind of in the middle of a soft opening here for the summer. We're looking forward to our grand opening on August 27th, which we'll host you guys again here. We're working out some of the kinks and learning from our customers as they've come in. But we're really excited about how we think this can be the indoor home for a lot of folks for their indoor golf.
Yeah, I think people don't understand. It's a four bay. Can you tell everybody a little bit about the place and the space and what makes it different, I guess?
Sure. So, as Jeff is saying, we do have four individual bays. All of them are private. You can come in, close the doors behind you. They're powered by TrackMan, which, of course, is the industry standard for indoor golf and just for simulators and for launch monitors. We try to be. The idea is that you can book online. Where a lot of places like this do a great job trying to be social venues, this can serve as that for you if that's what you're interested in. But if this is if you want to practice, if you want to get better, I think this is a great home for you. You book online, find a tee time, come in, use your time how you see fit. You know, what's interesting is Max and I, my partner and I, we are golf enthusiasts. We are not anything other than your average golfer here in Western New York. And as we kind of looked around and there are great indoor facilities, but oftentimes they are difficult to book, and so especially in the months where we can't get outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we just envisioned the idea of a new space, we try to take all of those things that maybe we thought were missing in some of the other spots and bring them into a place here.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of created a club environment too, and we've got the bays are big, so they're big and wide, and you can close the doors. We're giving lessons, we're running programs, we're gonna have the vets over here, we're gonna have to hire another PGA pro probably for all the work we're doing around here. So and we're using the best technology, and we got the nicest tees. Yeah, it's just a nice setup.
We've talked about it before. TrackMan is the one to have if you're going to have an indoor facility, right?
In our opinion, yes. In our opinion, definitely. That's what the tour players are using. There's a reason. We also use RCT golf balls by Titleist. So we have Pro V1s. We put them on. We have them in stock. When you come in, we just put them down. And those are Pro V1s that are designed to integrate with the TrackMan. So you get really good, clear numbers. And you can play courses. You know, you can go out and play. There's hundreds of golf courses, or you can do what I do mainly is hit a lot of balls and get your number and your data and work on your action and stuff like that.
So how'd you come up with the idea?
Yeah, so it's a great question.
Yeah,
really, this was something that was born in the summer of COVID. So Max and I would play every morning before we worked. So we're both educators in our day jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And
good to you, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
As I am as well. Yeah.
And so we would play every morning because it was the one thing you really could do through COVID that was safe and to be social. And as that kind of summer came to an end and we looked around and said, how do we continue to keep this going? We thought, you know, this idea or this space is something that probably is not unique to us looking for something to continue and extend the golf season. And so really that's where it came from. We had the original idea of doing like a private club, like just getting a bunch of friends together, building a single bay, because for most of us, especially those of us in education, this would not be something that would be realistic in the basement of a home or a room on the side of your house the way some guys are able to do. As we learned about the interest in it, we thought it might be an interesting idea to try to bring it to everybody. You know, it really is something, though, I think, that connects the avid golfer, the experienced golfer, the professional golfer like Jeff, or just the regular guys that really want to come in and just hit balls, play rounds.
Yeah, yeah, it's different because it's not a bar environment.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, yeah, if you want a bar environment, T's and Ted, he does a great job up in Niagara Falls. That's a cool place. This is just different.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Jeff's absolutely right. No, we took the model of the kind of boutique gym, and if you look at people who are willing to spend, you know, do a subscription, have a monthly rate, come in, use it as they need or as they like, I think that can be just kind of fit the gap.
And Tommy, Jeff is involved too, yeah. So why don't you explain that?
Absolutely.
I know he's been obviously talking it up on the show here for the last few months.
Well, sure. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
So as we built this, we knew that we needed to connect the average golfer to the golf community in Western New York. And we just, as we got to know Jeff and meet with him and see how his vision for what he would want a space to be aligned with ours, we thought it was a perfect fit. The other thing too is I spend my life around teachers. Jeff's an excellent teacher. I think he's the best coach in Western New York. When you just can sit outside the bay and listen to him coach folks, he just does an incredible job, whether you're a beginner in golf or someone that really wants to get better because you're really close. Jeff's the guy that you want to talk to.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And I would echo those comments. I mean, Jeff has some of the best players in Western New York working with him. So that would be
well,
me.
Thank you.
Just
yeah.
kidding.
No. You're the second best. Your son's a little better.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. No, but Jeff, I know, doesn't brag a lot, but to have a PGA professional attached to your product, Tom, I know that's something that is well respected in the golf industry, to have someone that's gone through the training, gone through the certification. Jeff, obviously very experienced working with many players and many years working at a lot of facilities in Western New York. So I think that's, you know, kudos to you that you went out and did that, because I think that only enhances your brand.
Yeah. No, yeah. It was important to us to be a PGA recognized facility. That required us to, you know, work with Jeff or to with another PGA pro, which we thought was important. But the other thing too is, as you're saying, Jeff's experience, his wisdom, his connection in Western New York. I'm not calling you old, bud.
Yeah, I am. I know I am.
The reality of how he connects to the Western New York golf community, I think, can bridge the gap that we frankly just wouldn't have had otherwise.
Yep. Tom Coppola with us from Golf Dojo, one of the co-owners here on Tee to Green, as we broadcast live from inside one of the hitting bays.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, I was in here a few weeks ago with you, and you were telling me, swing as hard as you can, and we were trying to work on club head speed and all that sort of stuff. So what's cool is when you come in here, if you're a data guy or, you know, a stat junkie, you're going to get a ton of it in here. So tell everybody what they get to see when they hit the ball in here and on the screen, and how can that be helpful?
All right, well, there's a lot of cool numbers it's a radar-based system. So it's basically when you hit a shot, it's tracking it, and then it gives you, so many data points that you need. Well, typically people are going to look at club head speed. Ball speed is probably a little bit more important. Then there's your angle of attack. If you want to know, hey, am I hitting down on my driver? So you get a lot of people in here, we're giving them a lesson, and you're trying to be a little bit more level as you go into impact. Well, you can see the data showing, well, you're hitting down 4 and 5 degrees, and that's why you're slicing it. You can get your carry distance, which is very important. You know, so if you want to hit a whole bunch of 7 irons and see how long you're carrying your 7 iron, and you can compile all that data. You can put it on an app and save it and get, you know, there's just a million things. You tilt axis, spin rate, launch angle, downrange angle. There's so many data points, and you select which ones you want to look at on the screen. And it's an immersive environment because of how it's set up. We've got big screens, big bays, surround sound. So when you're in there, you're just really engaged in your golf, and any number you really want or need is available to you, and you select it. And then based on, you know, what we're trying to work on, say when I'm working with you, we would try to get your attack angle a little bit better, or, you know, and everybody, we're trying to increase club head speed and ball speed. And there's ways to tell if you hit it in the center of the blade because of the smash factor and the coefficient of return. And there's just a million things you could get into. And I use it as a tool. It's not the only thing, you know, but it is illustrative of what you're trying to do. And we always talk about accurate, reliable feedback when you're practicing. Well, this gives you accurate, reliable feedback. Then we look at your swing on video, and we kind of blend those things together and give you some drills. And that's why it's such a neat place to work and do these things.
Yeah. And I think it is, it's, I guess, validating as a person coming in here to hit, when, you know, you'll say to me, hey, like, you know, and this is something that happened to me personally, but, you know, I was coming in with a little too much close face on the driver. And you're like, try this. You know, I'd swing a dozen or so of them, and then all of a sudden we'd come back, and then the number would change. And I'm so, you know, not that I'm not going to listen to what you're saying, but, you know, for everybody, if you actually see the number change in the right direction, well, that makes you feel good when you're in here.
Right, and then that drill, you know, if you're doing that drill and you see those data points, those numbers change, you know you're working in the right direction. And that's what's nice to have about it, because it is, like, I keep using this phrase, accurate, reliable feedback. Yeah, so you know exactly. And if you're trying to get better, you're trying to practice with a purpose. And this is mainly what I use the simulators for. It is fun to play the golf courses and stuff. But, yeah, if you're trying to practice with a purpose and make your practice as efficient as you can, it's hard to be practicing with a TrackMan.
We're live at Golf Dojo here on Tee to Green. Brian Koziel, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitis. Coming up at 7:30, Taylor Gesell from Callaway. 7:45, Kevin Sylvester, third man of our team, is in Detroit at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. But we're joined by one of the co-owners, Tom Coppola, here from Golf Dojo. So, Tom, when people come in, if they're a member here, right? Is that how you're phrasing the wording here?
Yes.
So the data that maybe that they've had in the past can still be there, right? Or is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. So
could you talk about that a little bit? Yeah.
We are open to the public, but we are hoping to kind of take that boutique gym model of opening memberships at different levels so all people can get in. It allows them to book out from home in a larger booking window than it would be for the public. But as Jeff was talking about TrackMan, I think another great function of it is the TrackMan app, which is free to download before you come in, connects seamlessly to any of our bays and then the simulators, and all of the data that you have is always available. So if you're a guy that wants to go home and say, hey, what was I doing? Or I didn't have time to spend time looking at the numbers while I was in the bay. I can always go home and look at it. And then as soon as you come in the next time, you can evaluate, you know, maybe some progress. So it's a really good tool.
That is cool for longer term tracking to be able to see the difference over time. Because it might not happen right away. We all know that. You make a change.
Like I set a goal for club hit speed. I don't want to tell anybody what it is, but I'm trying to increase. And I could see it ticking up a little bit each day, doing the drills, doing a little exercises and stuff. So that's one way you can measure progress.
Yeah. And I think, too, you were telling me about club head speed, too, about practicing swinging at a faster speed than when you're out on the golf course. Even if maybe I'm not swinging that exact, you know, as hard as I'm trying to, but from where I was to maybe now I'm in the middle. Well, okay. Well, I've increased it out on the golf course then, which is obviously where I want it to be. So,
right. Yeah.
When you're benefits like that.
Even. Yeah. You practice running your engine at maximum speed. Well, you build a stronger, faster engine the more you practice creating speed, and then your resting rate or whatever goes up in correlatively. Hopefully, is that word correlatively? Yeah. I don't know.
Correlatively.
I may have not conjugated that correctly. The priest at Canisius High School will be cringing right now with that word I just used.
That's right. Okay, Tom. So. If I'm listening and I would just want to come on my own and hit, how do I do it? And then can I come with a group? Can I come with people from my work as an outing? Like, what are some of my options?
Yeah, no, thank you so much. So the best way to do it is go to our website, which is mygolfdojo.com. So mygolfdojo.com. And you can book tee times or from 2 to 7 every day. Jeff is here. He's available for walk-ins. You're welcome to come in and do it. I think that we have
weekdays.
Weekdays and on the weekends typically
we're here
too as well. But from 2 to 7, please walk in and see us.
I think the other thing I wanted to point out real quick is you just pay for the room; it does not per person.
No,
so
people think that. Yeah, that's a great point. And the other piece too is that we do have a unique setup for larger venues. So we've had some corporate outings here, people that want to do a presentation for their office and then spend playing nine holes is always fun. But it really is a unique opportunity to come in. You know, if you have 16 people or under, you're going to have a great experience. But if you have 45 people, we can build an experience that would look like, you know, more of like the party functions of some of the entertainment venues like Topgolf or something like that. Because TrackMan has those types of games as well. And so it really is a unique venue for them.
Yeah, they're all interconnected, the rooms. There's sliding pocket doors between the rooms.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can slide it. So if you want to have two bays next to each other with a bigger group,
you
can do it.
You know, what's really neat is that we have some people that, you know, as their summer leagues are beginning to kind of come to an end, they've been coming up to us and saying, hey, is there a way that we can just extend our league here? And whether you're 4 guys, 8 guys, 12 guys, 16 guys, you absolutely can. If you want to do it asynchronously, so you play the same course at whatever time works for your guys over the course of a week, we can build that for you. And so we really do have a lot of options. You know, it really is this thing where my experience in golf has been such that people have different ideas of what golf is in Western New York, right? Different levels. They play at different places. They play at a home club. They play all over the place. This is a place where you can bring your outdoor game inside.
Really, really cool. All right, so how'd you come up with the name?
Okay, so that's it's so funny. So my partner, Max Grundy, is an accomplished martial artist in judo. And
All right, so I won't mess with him. Thank you for the heads up.
You will not mess with Max.
It'd be funny.
When you meet him, you know that. But we had the concept. We didn't have a name, and I called him one night, and I said, "Hey, I don't know if this is sacrilegious. I don't know if it's inappropriate, but I have no experience in martial arts. But I said, what about Golf Dojo? And he goes, oh, my God, that's it. And really, so not to get too into this, but dojo means like the place of the way, right?
Yeah.
So the idea of a studio or a place that you practice. And so I think that it really does fit. Outside of the name, I do think that it's also pretty catchy, right? So
I agree.
I think it can work. And so, yeah, that's really the origin story.
Very cool. Good idea.
I like it.
Thanks, man. And thank you so much for being here.
Oh, for sure. No doubt about it. Website, mygolfdojo.com. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at mygolfdojo. It is, why don't you even just explain the location?
Sure.
Right, too. It's on Transit Road.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON 20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Across from Eastern Hills Mall, right?
Yes, we're across from Eastern Hills Mall, between Main Street and Sheridan on Transit. The G&G Fitness building, if you go to the G&G Fitness building, we are around back. There is a sign out front, an arrow that points into the back, but it is a little bit of an oasis back here.
Yeah.
It used to be a ski shop for people that used to remember the ski shop.
Yeah.
No, it's really, really cool. If you haven't checked it out, I've got some pictures on Twitter and Instagram. I'll post some more after the show as well. But again, the website, mygolfdojo.com. You can come on in and see Tom or Max or see our good friend here, Jeff Midas.
I thought you were going to say the big guy. Yeah, first you called me old, then the big guy. Got it.
I didn't say either. I said wise and the guy in here working hard. That's right. So, Tom, thanks so much.
Thank you so
much. Appreciate
it.
And I know is now being a part of our T to Green family as well. Hopefully many years to come with success with us together and with your startup here, which is great. And we'll be back in a month to do another show.
Can't wait.
Awesome. Tom Coppola, yes, with us from Golf Dojo. We will take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week with Jeff and Taylor Gessel from Callaway on wedges. So if you want to improve your wedge game or you want some interesting opportunities on some new wedges that are out there, Taylor's going to give you some info. All that and more as we roll on from the Golf Dojo here on Transit Road in Amherst with Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. More Tee to Green coming up live on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Welcome back. Tee to Green, live here from Golf Dojo on Transit Road in Amherst. Excited to be here with the new facility, and we'll be back here in a month for another show as well. But a great spot to come and work on your game. Four really large hitting bays inside here. We appreciate one of the owners, Tom Coppola, joining us. Last segment, if you missed it, we'll put it up on our we'll have it up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. I'll also tweet out the link a little later this morning if you didn't wake up right at 7, which you should every Saturday.
Yeah, a little early, too. Get your coffee ready.
That's
yeah,
right.
Don't wake up just at 7.
That's right. Yeah. All right, our next guest, we're going to bring in one of our good friends and supporter of the show here, Taylor Gessel from Callaway Golf. Taylor, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. What's the summer been like for you and everybody at Callaway?
You know, it's been wonderful to see the weather kind of cooperate a bit more than it did last year. And so, you know, being able to work with a lot of probably our listeners and working on their clubs and making their games better has been really great. It's been a very positive year over at Callaway.
Excellent. Yeah, Callaway, we know, one of the leaders in the golf industry in terms of new technology, things to get better with your game. Taylor, so the clubs that I've been playing, it's been a huge part of why I think that I've gotten better over the last few years and working with you and getting properly fitted. So I appreciate that. But I know this week we're going to focus a little bit on wedges. So let's talk about some of the new things that are happening. I know you said there's some new options in terms of some wedges along the Callaway line.
Yeah. So it's been a pretty exciting week for us this past week with the release of our new wedge, the Jaws Raw wedge. So for the past few years, we've had the MD5 wedge. Replacing that, it's going to be our new Jaws Raw wedge. So a few key differences that players are going to really notice. They're going to see that the face of their wedges now is not going to have any of that plain chrome or like the black plating on it. So we're going to strip all of the plating off of the face so the players can really take advantage of that Jaws groove that we engineered into that MD5 last year. That's really been very helpful to generate a lot of spin, especially once you get a lot closer into the green. When speed starts to come down, you're really trying to get certain touch shots. It's more difficult for players to engineer a lot of spin. It's difficult for players to get a lot of spin to begin with, but using that groove, not having anything in the way between the cover of that golf ball and the groove is important to really maximizing spin, especially in our wetter conditions. When we play at the beginning of the year and we play at the end of the year, we really have to take advantage of all of the technology that we can in these wedges to be able to get spin, keep it close, and be able to hit much tighter shots.
And can you, I imagine there's different loft and lie and angles or bounce angles that are going to be available with this. Can you explain? And I don't know if everybody knows what the bounce angle might do. If you could give somebody a little tip on that.
That's a good point. So bounce is obviously something that a lot of players see on pretty much every wedge they see there. The bounce is the angle from the leading edge of the club to the very bottom of the sole. So what that actually ends up doing for us. Players that play with lower bounces are going to be players that pick the ball a little bit cleaner. They don't take too much of a divot. We want to use that bounce to be able to dig into the ground, get the compression into the golf ball, and generate a bit more spin. Now, players like myself that take a little bit larger divots, they strike the ball a little bit farther downward. What we want to do is we want to have a bit of a higher bounce so that it basically acts as a backstop as you dig through the ground to be able to keep that leading edge from digging too far into the ground, chunking shots, and then obviously not getting what we want. So bounce is very important in terms of making sure that as you move from your lower lofts into your higher lofts of your wedges, that it's more effective at keeping that leading edge at a comfortable neutral place so that you can strike the ball clean and get the distance that you want. From a loft perspective, so we run these Jaws Raw wedges from 48 all the way up to 60 with a varying amount of grinds and bounces between all of those lofts. And really one thing that we talk about, you know, kind of every time you and I, we talk, is getting fit for them. So an important aspect for anybody listening when they're looking for new wedges, speak with your fitters, speak with the people that you're talking with about the wedges to be able to align the lofts of your wedges to what you have in your iron set. Because as lofts have changed in iron sets over the the past generations of clubs, it's become even more important to make sure that as you move from your iron set into your wedges, that your first wedge or your second wedge and your sand wedge is aligned correctly with your distances of your iron set, so that you know what to expect as you start to make these shots a little bit closer into the green and you can get your distance control better.
Yeah, like gap fitting. So basically, if you have to know what your pitching wedge or the loft is on your highest iron, and then typically, correct me if I'm wrong, it's about 4 to 6 degrees between each club. Is that what you would recommend for someone who may not see a PGA professional to get fit when they're picking out their
correct
set?
Correct. Yes, it's going to vary a little bit because one thing I like all the players that I work with to consider is a lot of our iron sets are built for distance, right? We talk about generating more distance. We want to be able to help players play these longer courses and enjoy more of the course. As we then transition from, like you said, your pitching wedge or your gap wedge from your set into these really high spin generating wedges, we want to make sure that, like you said, we keep anywhere between about 4 to 6 degrees in between your lowest wedge in your iron set and then your first, I would say, spin generating wedge, something like Jaws Raw. So that as you make you're thinking about your shot, you're saying, oh, pitching wedge is going to go too far, gap wedge is going to go too far, this next new Jaws Raw wedge is the next club in my bag. We want to make sure that's a comfortable difference between the distances of those clubs so that you can effectively manage the course.
Taylor Gessel with us from Callaway Golf here. He and Callaway excited this week. The new Jaws Raw wedge is out and about. And Taylor, can people get it now? Like, is that something that's available, how can they get info about this new wedge?
Yes. So if you can go on to CallawayGolf.com for all of the information on the wedge itself. It'll explain a bit of the new grinds. It'll explain a bit of the new, the advantages of having the raw face. And then you can see any of your local fitters as well. So local retailers around here will have it, and they'll be able to educate you on what you'll need for your own bag.
Taylor, when you've seen people hit wedges, and you obviously know quite a bit about the performance piece of it, how about tell our listeners here if you could give one piece of advice on maybe what people do wrong with their wedges around the green when you see them play, what would you say? I mean, I think we see people be quite creative in terms of different things. Jeff, I know you're chomping at the bit to jump in on this too.
But I've seen some funny motions around the green. Yes.
Taylor, what's something you see people do with their wedge game that maybe you would have them think twice about?
Sure. Well, I think technique is going to be one thing, and on my side, it's not necessarily the technique. But one thing that I've worked with a lot of my players on recently, and it comes down to the technology and the balance of these wedges, using the grinds, using the bounce, is to be able to more effectively put the ball in the air a bit. I know when I was growing up, I was taught using 7 irons and kind of pitch and running. We have become so effective, especially at Callaway with Roger Cleveland designing our wedges with grinds and lofts, to be able to put the ball up in the air a little bit more with a little bit more spin. It really reduces your margin of error of how close you can get the ball into the hole, or at least close to the hole. Being able to be more comfortable up in these higher lofts, using a 56, a 58, a 60, to be able to work around the greens when you're not in bunkers, when you're really trying to get the ball close, it really reduces your margin of error and keeps you much closer to the hole. And then obviously it comes down to us to be able to fit you into the best grind, the best loft into your bag, so that you can go in with confidence, make your normal comfortable swing that you would be making with a pitching wedge, an 8 iron, a 7 iron, to really be able to get that ball much closer. I've found that over the past few generations of wedges, players have been more comfortable using these higher lofts around the greens to be able to get the ball much closer to the hole.
And your wedges are going to be unique for the purpose they serve, right? Because you're like your 52 or your 40 or 50, 48 or 50, that's more of a pitching motion typically. And I like to have a little more bounce on my 56 because I'll use that as my bunker club, and maybe a little less with my 60 because I'm using that a little bit more around the green. Is that what you find with most players, or do you see a consistent amount of bounce throughout the bounce angles between the wedges in most people you fit?
Well, I think that it's kind of the same factor as you work up in the top of the bag, where really no two bags are alike. You can find, as you move from certain shots, when I'm working with players in bunkers, when I'm working with players in much tighter lies or even like higher grass, where they swing differently. Doing that is totally fine. That's exactly how you play the game, and we're going to work with you to be able to find what wedge is going to be best for that. But those types of decisions can be club to club. I know myself, I play with a fairly consistent bounce between, all of the wedges that are in my bag, but that doesn't mean that everybody else does too. So it's going to be even more important, just as you do in any other part of your bag, that you go and see a fitter, work with someone who knows, can watch your turf interaction, can watch how you're making your divots, to make sure that in each of your specific shots that you're comfortable making around the green, whether it's a big flop shot, whether it's a punch and run, whether you like to keep it high, keep it low, that we can match you to certain grinds, certain aspects of these wedges, to just really do what you're already doing, but help you be more effective while you're doing it.
New wedge is called the Jaws Raw Wedge. You can go to CallawayGolf.com, check it out. Taylor, if they want to meet with you to learn more about Callaway and what it has to offer and maybe get fitted for Callaway equipment, how do they go about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you visit any of your local retailers, you speak with any of your local pros, we will be out during the fall. Obviously, this is a really important launch for us. You'll see our teams with Callaway out to do wedge fittings at local facilities. And so speak to your local pros, speak to your local retailers to see when we might be around. But we have incredible, incredible, knowledgeable pros and fitters around here to be able to help you out, whether I'm going to be there or not. So check it out and check out the new wedge.
Yeah, we saw Taylor at Pendleton Creek working with Don Schneider, PGA Pro there, a couple weeks ago. That's when I saw him. Taylor, you were busy that day.
It was a great day.
That's right. Well, Taylor, we appreciate everything you've given us in terms of info. And I know you're going to be at our Duster Putting Challenge in a few weeks, giving everybody a Callaway ball. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll see you there.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Taylor.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Taylor.
Taylor Gessel from Callaway Golf. Yeah, so speaking of the Duster, did you want to add in jump something on the wedge?
No. I love talking about the Duster.
Yeah. So Taylor will be there. Part of if you sign up for the Duster Putting Challenge, that Taylor will be there. He'll have a big Callaway tent, and you'll get to putt with.
The soccer balls.
He's going to have the soccer balls. He'll have the different colored ones. He'll have the triple track. He'll have the chrome soft. He'll have all these different ones for you to pick from. So you can pick the one that you like, and then get yourself ready to go for our Duster. It is 2 weeks away, so make sure you sign up. Easiest way to do it, if you just want to go to the top of my Twitter page, at BrianWGR. I've got the pinned tweet. The link's right there. You could also go to the Western PGA website, which is WNYPGA.com. And when you go there, all you do is click on tournaments, the tournaments tab, and then just slide down and look for Duster. You can do it there
as
well.
Look for the date. They go by date.
Yep. And it's a $35 donation. And here's what the night involves. If you've never been a part of it before, it's a really, really fun night for a great cause. You get in the putting contest, and you'll at least have 18 holes of fun putting. And then if you make the top 16, then you start to get into match play. And eventually we crown Western New York's best putter out of that. But you're going to get dinner. You're going to get drinks. You'll get obviously some nice merch from Callaway. And then we've got raffles, giveaways to a lot of nice, really nice golf courses and country clubs across Western New York that have nicely donated to help us fundraise for the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation.
Right. And they get to meet you. That's the other benefit.
And you, Jeff. And get putting tips from you.
Yeah, and it does raise money for a good cause, and that's why we do it. And it's just a fun night. Everybody kind of looks for points towards it. It's a fun time.
It's at Glen Oak on Friday, August 12th. Again, all the information, if you want to go, you can go to the top of my Twitter page, at BrianWGR, or WNYPGA.com is the website. Click on tournaments, go to Duster, and you'll find it there. But we had a lot of people sign up this week. It can sell out because we can only a limited number. We had it sell out last year, so we're getting closer.
It finishes under the lights, just so you know.
Yeah, we have lights. Yeah, it's really
music,
cool.
Yep, food.
We got music, food. The food's delicious.
Yep.
And Jeff, you have your insight and commentary throughout.
Yeah, that's what people are there for. Yeah, it really is just a fun evening. We've been doing it for a while now.
Yeah, just a $35 donation, so hopefully you can make that work on Friday, August 12th at 6 p.m. at Glen Oak. Again, check out those links and sign up today. Again, you don't have to be a certain handicap. You don't have to be a certain age. If you want to have it be a father-daughter night, or if you want to bring your kids, you can do so. It doesn't. You don't have to be any sort of expert putter or anything like that. It's just a fun night. We got an 18-hole course set up on the Glen Oak putting green. And I know Dan Googie, the superintendent there, is going to have it set up beautifully for
us. Yes, he does. And anybody can be a good putter. That's what I'll always argue. You don't have to be 6'4" and be able to dunk and jump 30 feet in the air. If anybody can be a great putter, and that's a great night to have fun. Charlie Fisher, right? He's won twice.
What, 2 years in a row from Orchard, just won Orchard Park High School.
Too. Yeah, he's a good player. So, yeah, you might have to beat him to win this again, though.
I know. Speaking of good putters, I know you've always said Tiger's a good putter.
Tiger's the best I've ever seen, yes.
Right. What's the quote you said from Butch Harmon about Tiger if it was a 72-hole putting contest?
Oh, yeah, man, this was a while ago.
I love this quote.
I had a beer with Bill a long time ago, and he's talking about Tiger was winning by 5 and 8. It was like around 2000 or whatever it was.
The year we won 10 times.
Yeah, one of those years.
Yeah.
And he, and we were having a beer, and he's like, you know, if it was a 72-hole putting contest and we found the hardest putt on each hole, instead of winning by 5, he'd be 15. He was that much better of a putter. And that's when I realized, you know, if I want to be a good putter, I probably need to mimic Tiger. So started doing all his drills and mimicking what he did in his stroke. I got the same putter the whole bit. It didn't work out quite as well, but I did get much better at putting. But fun to watch him putt. I mean, he's made more putts. And there was a stat where he made 499 or 498 putts out inside of 3 feet at one point, you know, in his, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just think at Augusta, downhill, left to righters, U.S. Opens, British, and he's ripped them all in. So he was great to watch.
Our tip of the week, mm-hmm. wedge play.
Yeah.
We just talked about wedges with Taylor from Callaway.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about some of the stuff he said about choices around the green?
I think it's important. You know, like, and I think we were on the same page there. You have to, your wedges are unique to you and how you swing. We call it digger drivers or sweeper sliders. Guys that dig in want a little more bounce on the wedge. People that take a little less divot, they can use a little less bounce. Bounce is helpful in the bunker, though. So when you're trying to hit bunker shots, you can vary that bounce angle.
How do you know what wedge to use in the sand or the bunker, greenside bunker?
Oh, well, typically the wedge with the most amount of bounce is the simplest answer.
Is that going to be the one with the most loft?
No, not necessarily. My 56, I go 48, 52, 56, 60. And my 56 has the most amount of bounce because that's my most versatile wedge for bunker play. And my 60 is more for lob shots and everything bumping around the greens. The other ones have less bounce because they're more fairway club, so I'm coming in a little narrower, a little shallower, taking a skinny divot, you know, trying to flight the ball a little bit more, so I don't need the bounce on those. So that's how my wedge configuration works. And like you said, everybody's going to be a little bit different, but I think the important thing with wedges is knowing how far you hit them. And when I watch a lot of wedge play, I see most amateurs throw the ball high up in the air. When you go to a tour event or watch really good wedge players, most of their wedges are what we call flighted down. So they're going to trap them a little bit more, maybe put them a little bit further back in their stance and hit them with a flatter trajectory. And one of the great things about the TrackMan is you can sit in here, and it's a great tool because learning to how far you hit your wedges with certain swings is great. So you set up the TrackMan, you hit a wedge, and you guess, was that 61 or 60? You know, you hit it and guess and then see what the number is. And just really working on how far you hit it, go to your local range or whatever and march out and throw something out at 20 yards and throw something out at 40 yards and throw something out at 60 yards and hit different wedges to different yardages without trying to hit the ball in the air high. And I think that's how you become a much better wedge player as far as when you're trying to hit it to the pin. And also sometimes you're not, the yardage isn't right at the pin. Sometimes the yardage is just over the bunker, or sometimes you're trying to hit it past the pin. You know, so controlling your yardage, it's hard when you throw it high in the air. So work on flighting the ball a little bit more, and it's much easier to control your yardage.
Good tip there, our Western York PGA tip of the week. And again, you can go to WNYPGA.com. You can sign up for the Duster there, or you can find out other great news and information about how to get involved in the game in Western New York. Here's one more Tiger stat before we go to break. The lowest single scoring average seasons on PGA Tour history. Rory's having one of those right now.
He is having an
amazing season. Rory this year, now he still has the FedEx Cup playoffs to play, but as of this moment, his average scoring round is 68.60. That's one of the top eight scoring rounds since they've been computing it since 1945.
Right.
Six of those eight. Guess who has six of the eight?
It's not me.
It's not me either. It's a guy in the red shirt.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the stat. It's always with a red shirt, yes.
Yeah, Tiger has six of the top eight scoring averages in PGA Tour history since they've been keeping track in 1945. 1945 was actually Byron Nelson, 68.34.
He won 14 times that year or something crazy, too.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Tiger has had the next six, and then Rory this year, 68.6. But he's still got a couple of events here to try to stay in
down.
That company.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty impressive scoring average, though. And now I think they adjust them based on tour averages. So if it's par is 70 and people actually adjust the scoring average accordingly.
Right. Because there's more 70s now because these guys are hitting it so far. So a lot of these par fives, when they go to play these courses, they actually turn them into fours.
Yeah. Oak Hill used to be par 72. I don't believe it is anymore. They keep changing it. Yes. Yep.
All right. Time out. Kevin Sylvester from the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Coming up next as we broadcast live from the new Golf Dojo on Transit Road in Amherst. With PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. More coming up on Tee to Green right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned, more Tee to Green coming up. Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
Back on Tee to Green, final segment. We're live at the Golf Gojo here on Transit Road in Amherst. Appreciate everybody having us here today. PGA Tour leaderboard time, the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit, Michigan. Canadian Taylor Pendrith, a one-shot lead on Tony Finau, who won last week at the 3M Championship. Finau looking for back-to-back wins. That'll be the final pairing as they tee off today at 2 o'clock. Cameron Young had the round of the day yesterday with a 63. He is amongst the group of golfers chasing Pendrith, who Young is at 10 under par. He is five shots back. Patrick Cantlay, one of the other notable names on the top 10, he is at minus 9.
And the Champions Tour report is brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. It really is. And there is no Champions Tour event this week, but we have the Trust Golf Women's Scottish Open. And right now that's being led by Lydia Ko, and in second place is Lilia Vu. Some good golf to watch there.
All right. Speaking of the Rocket Mortgage, let's go live to Detroit. Kevin Sylvester joining us now. He's there working hard for PGA Tour Radio. Kevin, good morning. Tony Finau, chance to go back-to-back. He's got a real good look here going into the weekend.
Yeah, he certainly does. Good morning, guys. And I've had a chance to walk with Tony and cover his first two rounds here. And the word I'm going to use is comfortable. He knows his game. He's controlling his golf ball, and he just looks completely comfortable out there.
Kevin, the word list, like smooth, calm, collective. You described it a little there too. Like, I just feel like that is just how even Finau just walking down the fairway. He just looks like he's in the groove.
He's got like that Ernie Els, Freddie Couples strut kind of thing. Yeah.
But we know for years, Kev has had struggles on maybe finishing and closing the deal. And now he's got a chance to win two in a row here. So maybe a big change of fortune for him. Maybe this is just the right time for him to finally get it done.
Well, you know, a lot of people, in golf, had always thought, well, you know, once Tony learns to control things, he will he'll start stacking them up. And maybe this is his time to start stacking them up there. I mean, Tony can hit it a mile, but he doesn't because of control. And there's been plenty of times where he's just hit a fairway finder. For example, on 14 yesterday, he hit it 280 yards. Tony Finau can hit it well over 300 yards if he wants to, but he wanted to be in the fairway to have the second shot. So he's controlling his golf ball. He's really playing the angles well too. There was a half dozen times yesterday where, you know, if the whole location was on the right, he was on the left side of the fairway. And if it was on the left side, he was on the right side of the fairway. So playing angles, which you have to play Donald Ross courses many times because of how the contour of the greens to get the ball in the right place on the putting surface. And he's done that well this week.
Kevin Sylvester with us, of course, part of our Tee to Green team. He's at the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit. Kev, I know you were following Finau, but I'm sure you saw the highlight, or at least your media group there talked about what Mark Hubbard did on day one. I know he missed the cut by one, but he had a shot on a par three, right, where he dropped his club in disgust. He wasn't happy with it, and then all of a sudden it ended up in the hole. I assume you saw that.
Yeah, he pulled a Hideki.
Yeah.
That was funny to watch, yeah. Pre-griping, we call that.
Yeah, it happens all the time, though, right? I mean, you see players, you know, take the hand off the club because they didn't hit it great or whatever, but they end up still making very good contact. And that's the one thing. If anybody listening has never been to a PGA Tour event, you know, maybe come here next year. It's not, you know, it's less than a six-hour drive from Buffalo, or go to the Canadian Open next year. That's going to be Toronto. And just listen to the contact from the players. They barely ever miss it perfect, you know, or lower the grooves or whatever. And they all make great contact. It is king out here on the PGA Tour. And even when it doesn't seem ideal and they look like it's still pretty good.
Kev, the sound of a tour player's contact with an iron or something is just vastly different than playing with your buddies, isn't it? It's just, it's a different sound when they compress the golf ball.
And the click. Yeah, there's the click. Yeah. There's the click. And then there's a few of them have a little different sound, too. I'd put Finau in that category, a little different sound.
Yeah, it sounds like a shotgun sometimes when they hit drivers. Yeah.
Yeah, just as boom, you know, when they hit the driver. But I'll tell you what, this golf course, it's grown on me the second year I've been here. And, you know, there are opportunities out there, but there's also some challenges. It's old school, right? I mean, we're seeing a lot of golf course design taking trees out. This is, front nine here is tree lined. It's framed very well. They are going to undergo a redesign. You know, some amendments made to the golf course. There will be some trees taken out here in future years, but I really love the front nine. You know, one, two, you get the four, six, and seven. They're all adjacent to each other and tree line, and just love the look of it.
Kev, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be listening on PGA Tour Radio, and we'll see you in person next week. We're looking forward to having you back in front of us.
All right. Yeah, I look forward to it, guys. Stay well.
Okay, thanks. You too. All right, Kevin Sylvester, part of our Tee to Green team, live at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Taylor Pendrith, the rookie from Canada, having a good first 2 days, 64-65. He and Finau at 2 o'clock today. Of course, if you want to watch, CBS as well. One more note here. Charles Barkley will not be announcing on the LIV Tour.
I'm kind of glad. I like him. I like what he's doing.
He said he's going to stay at Turner.
You'll see him more now than you would if he was on the LIV Tour, too.
Yeah, I like him during the NCAA basketball tournament, too, which TBS and TNT have, and that, you know, he's a part of that as well, which wouldn't have been the case if he had joined the LIV announcing tour.
Yeah, it's nice to hear somebody stuck with what they got going.
Yeah, Bubba Watson, the latest name this week to move over.
Another 45, 50-year-old guy, yes.
Yeah, it seems like that's the trend. Bigger names that maybe are past their prime that are like, hey, I can get a big check here,
big
and
check security.
Bubba's the next to do it.
Social security for PGA Tour players.
I know. All right, well, that was a quick hour. Thank you, Jeff.
It was a good hour. Thank you.
That's right. MyGolfDojo.com, the website. Check it out. Brand new place here on Transit Road in Amherst, right across from the Eastern Hills Wall. And it's a really, really great facility to come work on your game, bring a couple of buddies, have fun. You can set up an event as well, maybe with some of your coworkers, but check it all out on their website, mygolfdojo.com. Also, you can follow them on Twitter and Instagram at mygolfdojo. Big thanks to one of the co-owners, Tom Coppola, for joining us earlier in the show. Again, we'll have it all up on our on-demand audio section just a little later this morning at WGR550.com. I'll also tweet out the link as well. Don't forget, sign up for our Duster Putting Challenge. The link's right at the top of my Twitter page, at BrianWGR. That's in 2 weeks at Glen Oak Golf Club on August 12th. Thanks to Taylor Gessel from Callaway, Kevin Sylvester from the Rocket Mortgage, and for PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Jeff, have a great weekend.
You too. Looking forward to golfing.
Zach, thank you very much. Zach Jones back in our studios. Great job as always. I'm Brian Kulzeal. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club. And
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
And that's when I realized, you know, if I want to be a good putter, I probably need to mimic Tiger. So started doing all his drills and mimicking what he did in his stroke. I got the same putter, the whole bit. It didn't work out quite as well, but I did get much better at putting. But fun to watch him putt. I mean, he's made more putts, and there was a stat where he made 499 or 498 putts out inside of 3 feet at one point, you know, in his, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Just think at Augusta, downhill, left to right, there's U.S. Opens, British, and he's ripped them all in. So he was great to watch.
Our tip of the week, mm-hmm. wedge play.
Yeah.
We just talked about wedges with Taylor from Callaway.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about some of the stuff he said about choices around the green?
I think it's important. You know, like, yeah. And I think we were on the same page there. You have to, your wedges are unique to you and how you swing. We call digger drivers or sweeper sliders, guys that dig in, want a little more bounce on the wedge. People that take a little less divot, they can use a little less bounce. Bounce is helpful in the bunker, though. So when you're trying to hit bunker shots, you can vary that bounce angle.
How do you know what wedge to use in the sand or the bunker, greenside bunker?
Oh, well, typically the wedge with the most amount of bounce is the simplest answer.
That's is not, that going to be the one with the most loft?
No, not necessarily. My okay. 56, I go 48, 52, 56, 60. And my 56 has the most amount of bounce because that's my most versatile wedge for bunker play. And my 60 is more for lob shots and everything bumping around the greens. The other ones have less bounce because they're more fairway club, so I'm coming in a little narrower, a little shallower, taking a skinny divot, you know, trying to flight the ball a little bit more, so I don't need the bounce on those. So that's how my wedge configuration works. And like he said, everybody's going to be a little bit different, but I think the important thing with wedges is knowing how far you hit them. And when I watch a lot of wedge play, I see most amateurs throw the ball high up in the air. When you watch, go to a tour event or watch really good wedge players, most of their wedges are what we call flighted down. So they're going to trap them a little bit more, maybe put them a little bit further back in their stance and hit them with a flatter trajectory. And one of the great things about the TrackMan is you can sit in here, and it's a great tool because learning to how far you hit your wedges with certain swings is great. So you set up the TrackMan, you hit a wedge, and you guess, was that 61 or 60? You know, you hit it and guess and then see what the number is. And just really working on how far you hit it, go to your local range or whatever and march out and throw something out at 20 yards and throw something out at 40 yards and throw something out at 60 yards and hit different wedges to different yardages without trying to hit the ball in the air high. And I think that's how you become a much better wedge player as far as when you're trying to hit it to the pin. And also sometimes you're not, the yardage isn't right at the pin. Sometimes the yardage is just over the bunker, or sometimes you're trying to hit it past the pin. You know, so controlling your yardage, it's hard when you throw it high in the air. So work on flighting the ball a little bit more, and it's much easier to control your yardage.
Good tip there, our Western New York PGA tip of the week. And again, you can go to WNYPGA.com. You can sign up for the Duster there, or you can find out other great news and information about how to get involved in the game in Western New York. Here's one more Tiger stat before we go to break. The lowest single scoring average seasons on PGA Tour history. Rory's having one of those right now.
He is having an
amazing season. Rory this year, now he still has the FedEx Cup playoffs to play, but as of this moment, his average scoring round is 68.60. That's one of the top eight scoring rounds since they've been computing it since 1945.
Right.
Six of those eight. Guess who has six of the eight?
It's not me.
It's not me either. It's a guy in the red shirt.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the stat. It's always with a red shirt, yes.
Yeah, Tiger has six of the top eight scoring averages in PGA Tour history since they've been keeping track in 1945. 1945 was actually Byron Nelson, 68.34.
He won 14 times that year or something crazy, too.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Tiger has had the next six, and then Rory this year, 68.6. But he's still got a couple of events here to try to stay in
that
company.
Yeah, yeah, that's a pretty impressive scoring average, though. And now I think they adjust them based on tour averages. So if it's par is 70 and people actually adjust the scoring average accordingly.
Right, because there's more 70s now because these guys are hitting it so far. So a lot of these par fives, when they go to play these courses, they actually turn them into fours.
Yeah, Oak Hill used to be par 72. I don't believe it is anymore. They keep changing it. Yes. Yep.
All right, time out. Kevin Sylvester from the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Coming up next is we broadcast live from the new Golf Dojo on Transit Road in Amherst with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. More coming up on Tee to Green right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
Back on Tee to Green, final segment. We're live at the Golf Gojo here on Transit Road in Amherst. Appreciate everybody having us here today. PGA Tour leaderboard time, the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit, Michigan. Canadian Taylor Pendrith, a one-shot lead on Tony Finau, who won last week at the 3M Championship. Finau looking for back-to-back wins. That'll be the final pairing as they tee off today at 2 o'clock. Cameron Young had the round of the day yesterday with a 63. He is amongst the group of golfers chasing Pendrith, who Young is at 10 under par. He is five shots back. Patrick Cantlay, one of the other notable names on the top 10, he is at minus 9.
And the Champions Tour report is brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. It really is. And there is no Champions Tour event this week, but we have the Trust Golf Women's Scottish Open. And right now that's being led by Lydia Ko, and in second place is Lilia Vu. Some good golf to watch there.
All right. Speaking of the Rocket Mortgage, let's go live to Detroit. Kevin Sylvester joining us now. He's there working hard for PGA Tour Radio. Kevin, good morning. Tony Finau, chance to go back-to-back. He's got a real good look here going into the weekend.
Yeah, he certainly does. Good morning, guys. And I've had a chance to walk with Tony and cover his first two rounds here. And the word I'm going to use is comfortable. He knows his game. He's controlling his golf ball, and he just looks completely comfortable out there.
Kevin, the word list, like smooth, calm, collective. You described it a little there too. Like, I just feel like that is just how even Finau just walking down the fairway. He just looks like he's in the groove.
He's got like that Ernie Els, Freddie Couples strut kind of thing. Yeah.
But we know for years, Kev has had struggles on maybe finishing and closing the deal. And now he's got a chance to win two in a row here. So maybe a big change of fortune for him. Maybe this is just the right time for him to finally get it done.
Well, you know, a lot of people, in golf had always thought, well, you know, once Tony learns to control things, he will he'll start stacking them up. And maybe this is his time to start stacking them up there. I mean, Tony can hit it a mile, but he doesn't because of control. And there's been plenty of times where he's just hit a fairway finder. For example, on 14 yesterday, he hit it 280 yards. Tony Finau can hit it well over 300 yards if he wants to, but he wanted to be in the fairway to have the second shot. So he's controlling his golf ball. He's really playing the angles well, too. There was a half dozen times yesterday where, you know, if the hole location was on the right, he was on the left side of the fairway. And if it was on the left side, he was on the right side of the fairway. So playing angles, which you have to play Donald Ross courses many times because of how the contour of the greens to get the ball in the right place on the putting surface. And he's done that well this week.
Kevin Sylvester with us, of course, part of our Tee to Green team. He's at the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit. Kev, I know you were following Finau, but I'm sure you saw the highlight, or at least your media group there talked about what Mark Hubbard did on day one. I know he missed the cut by one, but he had a shot on a par three, right, where he dropped his club in disgust. He wasn't happy with it, and then all of a sudden it ended up in the hole. I assume you saw that.
Yeah, he pulled a Hideki.
That was funny to watch, yeah. Pre-griping, we call that.
Yeah, it happens all the time, though, right? I mean, you see players, take the hand off the club because they didn't hit it great or whatever, but they end up still making very good contact. And that's the one thing. If anybody listening has never been to a PGA Tour event, maybe come here next year. It's not, it's less than a six-hour drive from Buffalo, or go to the Canadian Open next year. That's going to be Toronto. And just listen to the contact from the players. They barely ever miss it perfect or lower the grooves or whatever. And they all make great contact. It is king out here on the PGA Tour. And even when it doesn't seem ideal and they look like it's still pretty good.
Kev, the sound of a tour player's contact with an iron or something is just vastly different than playing with your buddies, isn't it? It's a different sound when they compress the golf ball.
And the click. Yeah, there's the click. Yeah. There's the click. And then there's a few of them have a little different sound, too. I'd put Finau in that category, a little different sound.
Yeah, it sounds like a shotgun sometimes when they hit drivers. Yeah.
It's just a boom, when they hit the driver. But I'll tell you what, this golf course, it's grown on me the second year I've been here. And, there are opportunities out there, but there's also some challenges. It's old school, right? I mean, we're seeing a lot of golf course design taking trees out. This front nine here is tree lined. It's framed very well. They are going to undergo a redesign. Some amendments made to the golf course. So there will be some trees taken out here in future years, but I really love the front nine, one, two, you get the four, six and seven. They're all adjacent to each other and tree line, and just love the look of it.
Kev, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be listening on PGA Tour Radio, and we'll see you in person next week. We're looking forward to having you back in front of us.
All right. Yeah. Look forward to it, guys. Stay well.
Okay. Thanks. You too. All right, Kevin Sylvester, part of our Tee to Green team, live at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Taylor Pendrith, the rookie from Canada, having a good first 2 days, 64-65. He and Finau at 2 o'clock today. If you want to watch, CBS as well. One more note here. Charles Barkley will not be announcing on the LIV Tour.
I'm kind of glad. I like him. I like what he's doing now.
He said he's going to stay at Turner.
You'll see him more now than you would if he was on the LIV Tour, too.
Yeah, I like him during the NCAA basketball tournament, too, which TBS and TNT have, and that he's a part of that as well, which wouldn't have been the case if he had joined the LIV announcing tour.
Yeah, it's nice to hear somebody stuck with what they got going.
Yeah, Bubba Watson, the latest name this week to move over.
Another 45, 50-year-old guy, yes.
Yeah, it seems like that's the trend. Bigger names that maybe are past their prime that are like, hey, I can get a big check here,
big
and
check security.
Bubba's the next to do it.
Social security for PGA Tour players.
I know. All right, well, that was a quick hour. Thank you, Jeff.
It was a good hour. Thank you.
That's right. MyGolfDojo.com, the website. Check it out. Brand new place here on Transit Road in Amherst, right across from the Eastern Hills Mall. And it's a really, really great facility to come work on your game, bring a couple of buddies, have fun. You can set up an event as well, maybe with some of your coworkers. But check it all out on their website, mygolfdojo.com. Also, you can follow them on Twitter and Instagram at mygolfdojo. Big thanks to one of the co-owners, Tom Coppola, for joining us earlier in the show. Again, we'll have it all up on our on-demand audio section just a little later this morning at WGR550.com. I'll also tweet out the link as well. Don't forget, sign up for our Duster Putting Challenge. The link's right at the top of my Twitter page, at BrianWGR. That's in 2 weeks at Glen Oak Golf Club on August 12th. Thanks to Taylor Gessel from Callaway, Kevin Sylvester from the Rocket Mortgage, and for PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Jeff, have a great weekend.
You too. Looking forward to golfing.
Zach, thank you very much. Zach Jones back in our studios. Great job as always. I'm Brian Kulziel. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club. And
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.